that I want to introduce you to this morning represents Spike Bear First. Many of you may have been somewhat confused when you saw the name Emmett Brown on the agenda today. You may have thought it was Doc Brown and we were going back to the future and Marty McFly was going to show up here. But I can assure you that this Emmett is firmly stepping forward. Although this councillor was schooled on the Willow Road and lives in a posh part of South Belfast and has his holiday in Spain, he firmly believes he is a working class hero. With comments such as, "Did you know muscles are the most successful mollusk?" we often wonder. Seriously though, Emmett recognises the major issues that we face in Belfast and has been leading change to tackle homelessness. He has been instrumental in bringing together all parties on Belfast City Council to work at this challenging issue. So here to tell you a bit more about how he is stepping forward for Alliance in Belfast City Council, Councillor Emmett McDonough.
What an introduction. Well, first of all, thank you, Judith, and thank you, conference. I'm delighted to be with you today as we start our 45th annual conference here in the Lawn. And I'm also delighted, conference, to represent our party in Belfast and to be part of a team which has grown now to be the third largest in the city. So it's thanks to your hard work and support for our candidates that we are the force that we are. So thank you, conference. This conference comes at an exciting time for our party and for Northern Ireland. In 17 days, the Council will take on new powers in respect to planning, urban regeneration and economic development. And these are new tools for us to build cities and towns and a society that we can be proud of. And I think, conference, we are ready for the challenge. It is also my great joy to represent the constituency into which I was born. I wasn't born in the leaky part that Judith thinks that I was. I grew up in Hampden Street in a much more modest house. But it takes in the markets, Sandy Road, as well as John Millis and Malone and Lisburn Roads. So it's a socially mixed, diverse part of our city. And I think it's a microcosm of what Northern Ireland could be. I think it's home to beautiful parks, our fantastic arts and cultural venues, bars, restaurants, and Arles University, and my alma mater, Queen's. And I'm proud to call it home. And I look forward to electing my council colleague, Paula Bradshaw, as our next MP. Conference, Alliance is the party of optimists. We are the party of hope. We believe, to quote Seamus Heaney, that a further shore is reachable from here. Our vision of a shared future is at once the most obvious and the most radical idea in our politics. It means nothing less than the transformation of our society. It requires us to reimagine the possibilities for those who come after us, and conference, we will be the people to lay the foundations for that change. Our party was founded to heal the bitter divisions that exist within our society. When we look around conference, we can see how necessary and urgent that work is. We know that a politics of us and them cannot deliver the society that we want. When we see the cynical debasement of equality as a weapon to break political opponents, the needless provocation of curry my yogurts, we know that surely conference we are better than this. We must learn to disagree civilly, to identify opportunities to work together, and never lose sight of the chance that we have to build a city and the Northern Ireland to be part of. We must address the mutual suspicion in our body politic. If we don't, then we will not live together as brothers and sisters, and instead we will perish certainly as fools. We know that division costs us financially as well. By some measures, £1.5 billion a year, or around a tenth of the block grants. This is money that we spend maintaining and servicing a divided society, or using police to deal with the contentious issues that our politics has so far failed to resolve. This money pays for duplicated services, which, if reorganised, could free up resources for other priorities. Are we really content with one for us and one for them? Why not consider Belfast a diversity of inclusiveness and solidarity, and imagine a city which is at ease with expressions of Irishness as it is with expressions of Britishness? Confidence, the question is no longer whether we build a shared future, but how we build a shared future, and I believe we are winning the arguments. In Belfast, we are working hard to represent our constituents' interests and to promote our party policy. We're lucky to be led by Michael Long, who brings experience, wisdom and vision to a group with many new faces. And whether stopping public money being siphoned into political parties, or shared future-proofing council proposals, or rejecting deals with companies that avoid tax, the Alliance team in Belfast are delivering. Conference, these are Alliance values in action. They show that politics matters, that it can change things. Since my election, I've brought together members from across the parties to look at the problem of homelessness in Belfast, and this work will continue over the weeks and months ahead. I've also been raising awareness of food poverty and working to improve cycle infrastructure in Botanic. I believe it is important to work with other progressive people in areas where we can reach consensus. Building coalitions, working together, solving problems. That's what Alliance does. That's what people want us to do, and that's what it is right for us to do. As the new Belfast Council comes into being in a few weeks' time, we challenge ourselves again to build a city which is prosperous, safe and harmonious. We know that we will need to grow the rate base if we are to provide the services which people rely on. That will involve bringing businesses into the city centre, which has suffered through the downturn. It will also mean repopulating the city centre too. And these are areas where planning and regeneration powers will make a difference, and with the right leadership, Belfast will be transformed again. And that is our mission conference, to transform our society. We are the party of hope. Change does not come inevitably, it comes because people demand it and are supported by people who are willing to work for it. And that's been the change we've been waiting for conference. Thank you.